So I want to create a space where people connect. And that's why, like, I have my phrase, like, creating connect one event at a time. So it can be any connection.
Welcome to the Taking Territory podcast. I'm Jen, your host, and I'm so excited to finally share this journey with you. This podcast is all about growth, creativity, and taking bold steps to claim your space in life and business. So, Stephanie, welcome to Taking Territory. I'm so excited to have you here. You've built something really special, and it's amazing. You know, to see how much you've grown, you know, from the casual meetups to like a full-blown social community. You know, you've really like created a space in Miami where people can like truly make friends.
Yeah. Well, first of all, hi, everybody. and thank you so much for having me on the podcast. It's an honor. It's my first podcast. And so I'm honored to be part of it.
Before we get into your journey, for anyone who isn't familiar with Amigos Meet, can you just share a little bit about what it is and what inspired you to start it and how that go for you?
Okay, get ready, have a seat, grab your coffee. it's going to be a long one. a good one, though. But yeah, it started off with my best friend. I have my best friend, and I trust him a lot, and he's very like honest and in a good way, you know. And so I remember he told me once, like, he's like, I think you should be an event planner because you work really well with people. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, I do like I love being around people, actually. I love talking to them, being around them, just hanging out, going out. Or just bringing people together. That was another thing too. I would bring people together. Strangers who don't know each other, just bring them together and force them to be friends. Pretty much what I do. And always introducing someone to someone and all that stuff. And just like, you know, then my birthday parties, I would just, you know, host them and whatever. But I didn't think much of it, just like something small, right? But he would tell me like, no, like, I think you're really good with working with people. And like, I think you'll be really good at this. And I'm like, okay, like, I'll see about it, you know. And at the time, I had a remote job. I was very comfortable with my remote job. It paid what it paid. And I was able to travel, which is something I truly love, to travel. And so also, like, I was just scared getting out of my comfort zone because I was like, I've never really been the type to take risk, push the boundaries, or step out of my comfort zone. And so, yeah. And then I was never used to. It's like a muscle. Like, I never worked on it. And to, like, leave my comfort zone or initiate or just, like, push boundaries and all that stuff. And so I thought about it. I was like, okay. At the time, I mean, the remote job that I had, it paid and it was comfortable. It was easy. And it let me travel, right? But I didn't love it. I didn't like it at all, actually. I don't like sitting in front of a computer for hours. Mm-hmm. And like, I still don't. Like, I still have to do that for this job too. I mean, for this business.
Not at the extent that you had another
job. Yeah, like, yeah. I just don't like sitting in front of a computer for a long time. I just wasn't happy with the job, but it brought comfort. Like, it paid and let me do whatever I wanted. And, you know, the schedule was very flexible as long as I get my hours in. You know, and the business, like the people that I worked for, they were really kind. They're Canadians, so they're really kind.
So how did you come up with the concept? Like, when we're listening to your friend and trying to come up with event planning, what made you gravitate towards like friend networking and friend speed dating?
Yeah. So pretty much when my best friend moved to Pittsburgh, I attended a speed friending event with him because he's like, come help me make friends. And I'm like, bet, of course I'll help you make friends. Of course, social butterfly me will help you. Mm-hmm. And because I talk to anyone, I will talk to anyone. And so that was my first time attending a speed friending event. And so we went and so I was like, okay, this is new to me, whatever. So I attended it, and I was literally like just talking to people and just telling people about my best friend. I was like, look, he moved, be his friend. But so when we did the activity of the speed friend, it was my first time, and I had so much fun. It was so much fun. I was like, oh my gosh, like, how come I never attended something like this before? You know, I kind of seen right. it here and there, but I never paid too much attention to it. Especially in Miami, you don't really see much. It's out there, but it's not as often. It's usually the speed dating that's the most popular. But
right.
Yeah. And,
like
yeah.
When people think about like friend dating or friend networking, that's not really like, it's not in like in front of your face. It's not something that's like highly talked about. You'd have to go like searching on a Facebook group or
Yeah.
a local,
Yeah.
community group, or look at something like that.
Yeah, it's if anything, it's pretty popular outside of Florida or like, you know, other areas. Because I see like there's businesses that are catered to just specifically speed friending, or they do a mix, but I thought it was so much fun, and it's so easy to make friends. It's so easy to talk to people because first of all, like, it's just the fact that everyone's there for the same reason just makes it a lot easier.
Right.
Breaks the ice. That's like the icebreaker itself already. And then they provided questions as well, which what's cool. They provided really cool questions, silly questions, nothing too deep, but something that gets a conversation going and you get to know the person. And yeah, and then the whole like switching. So after like 3 minutes, you switch to the next person, and then you just talk to different people. So I thought this was an amazing concept. My best friend hinted, he's like, you should bring that to Miami. And I was like, I should. I should. But it wasn't right away. I would say this was like March. I would say like Easter weekend, whatever that was. Was it March or is that April? I'm not sure.
Last year.
And then
you said that this was overnight, but this was overnight. I have like 2,000 followers, hosted 22 events, and you've only conceptualized all of this since last March.
No.
That is
oh
a
yeah.
Short
Yeah.
That's a short turnaround.
Yeah. So in March I did a lot of thinking after. And first of all, thinking, but also busy with my remote job. I still had my remote job. And it wasn't until June where I was let go from the remote job. And I was let go. And then I thought to myself in that moment, first of all, it was like heartbreaking, because remember, I was like, so like, I this is my comfort zone. I don't want to leave it. And like, I don't know what to do in my life. And, you know, it's scary. It was so scary. And I cried. And then after I cried, I just like started thinking to myself. I was like, I started thinking about like what my best friend told me. And then I'm like, that's a huge risk. Like, that's a huge step. I've never taken a huge step like that. And so I really thought about it. And I think within days, and I called him because, you know, I called my best. I was like, I got, you know, let go, you know. So I started venting to him. And so just, you know, and we just started talking, and then he's like, you should start it. And I'm like, I have nothing to lose at this point. I should. And right away, I started with the website right away. I think within the week or the following week, the website, the Instagram, I started going out. Like, I didn't waste any time, because in my mind, I was just like, go all in. Like, you've been sitting in your comfort zone for your whole life. Go all in. It won't hurt. And then, and on top of that, I started thinking about like, on my deathbed, like, and when I think about this, am I regret like, oh, I didn't do this, or like, or at least I can say I tried, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of thoughts.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna cut you off. I remember you and I had a conversation. When was it? Was it September of last year? I think it was around September. We were having that similar conversation of like, you know, just going all in and asking you how you did it, because, you know, I see on your Instagram like all of the merch, and you have like such, you have diversity, one, but so much people that are taking pictures who are looking so happy. Like, you are really hitting the mark on all of the objectives when it comes to marketing, but also like you are conveying the message that people are making friends. And so it's apparent that you just kind of like set yourself with no limitations. And it takes a lot to get to that point. And I don't even think I'm fully, I think I'm past a certain threshold I used to have. But I don't think that it's as easy for people to, you know, go all in. Like,
yeah. I mean, I was a person who, like, was very limited. I limited myself. I never, like, took risks. I mean, I still struggle with that. Like, I'm not perfect, you know? I'm not like this. Oh, you know, it's a day-to-day thing. It's a choice. And it's a muscle you work on. I've been learning that. And yeah, and then I'm thankful that I was able. It's all choice. Like, you have to choose every day to be like, no, I'm not going to, you know, let myself, how is it? It's you versus you. So I'm not going to let myself, limit myself. There you go. If you can edit that.
Right.
Like, yeah. But yeah, I'm not going to, like, huh?
It's the entrepreneur, the spiritual journey.
Yeah. It's a journey. Definitely a journey. And then it's you versus you. So it's you holding you back.
So how did your first event go, very briefly?
So yeah, my first event was a great turnout. I mean, I think I had about, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 25 people or maybe 20. I'm not sure. I have to think that. But it was great. I mean, I had my friends there. My close friends were there. I had an influencer there. I have other people who host events that were there. And I had people who were strangers. I had people who were like found the event and they wanted to attend. So it was a mix. It was great. I mean, there were mistakes made, you know. Obviously, that's how you learn with the rotation. But you learn. That's how you learn. So I it was good. Like, I make mistakes now and I make them fast. So that way I can correct them immediately and then test or implement a new method of doing things and perfecting it. So it was a great turnout. Even the venue, I worked with Our House. Our House was my first like venue that I hosted, which is a big deal. And I'm very honored and thankful for them, you know. Shout out to them for trusting me and letting me use the space.
I was saying shout out to Our House for hosting. I mean, this means first event, not even hosting, but allowing.
Yeah, them. Yeah. So very thankful, always forever grateful for them and allowing me. And so it was a great turnout. And then even the people from the venue, the person in charge of events and sales, the person, the manager, they loved it and they wanted me back. And so we did it. Yes. And even to this day, they still want me back. And we have something scheduled in the future. I did host my ugly sweater party with them in December. So I'm glad I'm able to keep that relationship with them. And yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're sharing your calendars for events for the future. I've realized that too, like when you come up with a plan or a marketing plan or a business, you start to think like in quarters and you're already months ahead in your mind. So like when you secure the things, it gives you security in your business. And not everybody, when you're starting off, thinks like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of learning. I have to learn how to do that. And still to this day, I'm still, yeah, I've got, you know, I'm getting into it, but still a lot of learning.
Who is Amigos Meat perfect for?
Oh, Amigos Meat is perfect for newcomers, people who are looking for connections, like-minded people. I would say people who are looking for friendship. Because Amigos Meat, it's expanding to different areas, as in like not only platonically, but romantically and networking as well. So I want to create a space where people connect. And that's why like I have my phrase like creating connect one event at a time. So it can be any connection. And that's including activities, different activities. Now I can have people interact with one another. And that's the mission. That's the goal. I want people to interact, give people a chance to speak to each other. And so yeah, pretty much the newcomers or people who are looking for connections are the targeted goals.
I love that. I mean, it's incredible to see how far you've come in only a year. And it's literally the beginning, but with the momentum that you've built, I can only imagine that there are bigger things ahead. So like, where do you see going in the future? Are there any like exciting plans on the horizon or future events that you're excited about?
That's a great question. No, I'm taken back by the momentum. It's just it's crazy because somebody who me who I used to have limited beliefs in myself, it just goes to show like if you just go after it and take one step at a time, one step forward, and you see like, oh wow, you can really do something. You can really make something happen, you know? And pushing the boundaries, and it makes you feel like, oh wow, I can like overcome anything or I can do anything. And it just also see like it also like sees like oh, like the world is your playground. It really does. And yeah, and then if something doesn't work out, then you move into something else and you just keep trying and one step forward, you know? And keep moving forward. And so in the future, I mean, so far an exciting event that I have that's coming up next week. I partner up with the Underline. Shout out to the Underline for they are a nonprofit, and it's like a huge park, a 10-mile park that they own and take care of. And I think it's funded by the government. And yeah, and so they're well known. They're well known. And they have a basketball court, they have a soccer, they have a yoga, like free yogas on the weekends. They have, different events and all that stuff. It's amazing. And it's located in Brickell, but it's also located in Vizcaya. And they're right. They haven't finished the 10-mile park, but I think they're in the process right now. And they have the same mission of community and creating, a community, helping people make friends and all these things. And so I remember I reached out to them in the beginning as well. So in the beginning, until this day, but in the beginning, I was like just reaching out to everyone, all venues, all community builders. Everyone who's like an event planner, everyone, just to network connections and collab. Because from the beginning, I was like, I am down to collab, and so and help each other, build a stronger community in South Florida, in all ways. And so the event where we're doing so later, I mean, it's been in the works for months, but now recently we just announced that we're gonna host. We partnered up together and we're hosting a walking club together, and it'll be a monthly walking club, and I think that's a huge opportunity, which I'm so grateful for. And I think that's really cool. So we're gonna implement a speed friending walking club. We're gonna implement like the speed friending activity that I do, but just walking, and then we'll just curate, some question cards to start off the, start the conversation going to, for you to get to know the other person and all that stuff. So, and it's a 2-mile walk, and yeah. So I'm excited for that. That's launching next week. Yeah, and then we're gonna
On
see.
Instagram, I saw your ad with collaboration with Underline. I was like, it's finally in the works. I remember you were talking to me about it last year. You're like, oh, like you showed me the pictures of Underline, what they were about. And I remember thinking, like, that's exactly where you need to be. So, like, to have it come full circle and like finally getting to do a collaboration with a well-known organization, it's just like a scale up. And I'm excited for you.
Yeah, thank you so much. No, I'm thankful for the opportunity, honestly. So, no, it's crazy. It's crazy. 'Cause I was like talking about it. It was in the works, in the works, in the works. And then finally we're like, they contacted me and they want to roll it as soon as possible. And I was like, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I love everything that you're doing, and I so many people out there who would love to be a part of this community too. For anyone who's listening, join, where can they find your events and stay connected with you?
They could find me at on Instagram, Amigos Meet,
Okay.
just together, Amigos Meet. And I also have a website, www.amigosmeet.com. I also have Facebook, Amigos Meet, and
Mean, everywhere.
Amigos Meet everywhere. I am working on my TikTok though, so it's under construction. But anything else, you can contact me. You can message me. I'll see it. So you can message me with any questions, any suggestions, anything you want, just message me. Feel free. And I'll write back to you as soon as I get a chance.
I love that.
But yeah.
And before we wrap up, what's one piece of advice you would give to someone who is looking to start their own community or social group, just like you did?
Oh, one advice. There's so many. No, I would say just go for it. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I never really thought about like good advice, but to me, it's just from like a personal experience. It's just like, just go for it. I would say just don't. It's really you versus you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say just like go for it. Don't think about it too much. I mean, think like plan it out, of course, you know, plan it out, but don't, who cares what people think? You know, they're not going to pay your bills. Those thoughts are not going to pay your bills.
Right.
And, you know, at least like on your deathbed, you'd be like, you can say, oh, at least I tried, you right. know, or you're not wondering what if, mm-hmm. you know, what, oh, like what would happen if I did start that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, just go for it. Life is short. And so, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Thank you for being the guest, the second guest on Taking Territory. This is episode 4. And I'm just really excited that I get to be the first to interview you, especially because I feel like you're going to be such a hit. You're already such a hit in Miami. I don't know if you're to expand further from there, but mm-hmm. if you are, I'm always down to collaborate. Anyway.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. That's the game, baby. That's the goal.
The goal, yeah. No, I'm always down to collab, of course. You know, I'm down to collab with you. And I'm always down to collab. So if you're interested, like, message me on Instagram or email me at stephanie@amigosmeet.com. And yeah, you know, let's talk.
I love that. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you guys enjoyed our conversation. It may be a little choppy, but you know, we're working with what we got. So,
yeah.
Next up. Again, this was Stephanie from Amigos Meets, and I'm your host, Jennifer Latorre. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.